Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And with Apple pulling out all the stops for its next highly anticipated 10th anniversary iPhone, it may be giving itself some big new challenges on the horizon. Some say Apple may be trying to do too much. Here to make sense of all the rumblings and talk the latest happenings ahead of this milestone phone is Wall Street Journal reporter Trip Mickle, joining us via Skype. Hey, Trip.
How are you, Tanya?
Good, thanks. So there's so much talk all the time all over the place about Apple's rollout and its future game plan leading up to a of course, the most important rollout, the 10th anniversary phone. Can you clear up what we do know about what their latest plans are for release?
What we do know is not a lot because, as you know, Apple is always guarded about what its plans are related to the iPhone and other devices until it makes an announcement. What we've been able to glean largely comes from the supply chain and from analysts who monitor that closely. And one of the big concerns right now is that this iPhone may actually be late to the party, and not be available as early as previous ones have been.
Now, that's obviously something they don't want to do, is delay the effort. What seems to be the biggest holdup on that end?
They're really focused on layering in a number of new technologies. And in the production process, one of the things they're doing is they're looking at changing the display to an OLED display, which is a more flexible and thinner display that has been used by Samsung in the S8 phone, a Galaxy S8. And in kind of shifting to that model, they're having to overhaul their production line, and according to some analysts, are having to reconfigure how the fingerprint sensor will work, so that when you press your phone, you can unlock it automatically. And that is creating some delays in the production ramp process.
It's an interesting sort of rollout because also on tap is the iPhone 7S and the iPhone 7S Plus. And it'll be tricky for Apple to make sure the anniversary edition doesn't completely overshadow the other two.
Right. You're exactly right. One of the unique things they're trying to do this year or expected to do is release three phones. And two of those phones will feature the current screen technology that we have on our existing phones, and the other one will be new and different. And so you have a situation where you have to really reconcile, okay, how do you make those two other phones that feature the more antiquated screen technology not quote-unquote look antiquated, right? Like, how do you make those interesting to consumers and not cannibalize that marketplace so that all three phone sales suffer at the same time?
So there's a lot of concerns here. Another one, the price tag. Are there any predictions on just how much it could potentially sell for and, you know, the implications there?
The special anniversary phone is expected to sell for about $1,000, according to analysts, and they're basing that on the cost of new components and the rising cost of storage and some other features that are taking place in the supply chain right now.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle about the highly anticipated 10th anniversary iPhone and the challenges ahead of Apple to get there. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for joining us. So this is an important time for Apple. It's a milestone year, a lot of anticipation. There's all these concerns as it is. How big are the stakes here, and will it all come down to some strategic marketing on Apple's part to ensure a successful rollout of a very important milestone phone?
I think marketing is going to be less of an obstacle for Apple than really forecasting and being able to predict how many of each of these three phones to make to meet consumer demand. I think that's going to be really, really tricky. Mm. It's something they haven't done before. So if they do, in fact, go with this three-phone plan that analysts expect, being able to size up the marketplace and make exactly the right amount of phones to meet what consumers want is going to be a real challenge.
Very good. Trip Mickle, thank you as always.
Thank you, Tanya.
You can follow more of Trip Mickle's coverage of all things Apple at wsj.com/tech. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. So, the next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.